You never know what historical treasures might be lurking beneath your feet. Archaeologists are getting very excited about what they've unearthed alongside the road between Ballymena and Ballymoney. Their discoveries include a subterranean escape route and an 8,000-year-old house. Chris Page tells us more details.
Well, imagine having to build a network of tunnels to go and hide when raiders came looking for you, hoping to capture you and sell you into slavery. No, it's not a plot from the Game of Thrones series. Instead, this is what life was like in County Antrim, about 1,000 or 1,500 years ago. Now, I'm just off the A26 near Clough Mills. Archaeologists have made some really remarkable discoveries here as preparatory work's been going on for a road improvement scheme. I'm with Paul Logue, an archaeologist with the Environment Agency. Paul, we're standing on a hill here. What did you find just beneath our feet?
Well, just beneath our feet, really, just behind us, what we found was a thing that we call a souterrain. And I think in French that actually just means under the ground. And what it is that if we go back about 1,000 years ago, people would have dug out a twisty sort of trench into the ground. And at certain intervals along that trench, they would dig big square rooms. And then what they do at either side of that little trench, they build up walls. And then back on the surface of the ground, they'd put logs or big flat stones to make a tunnel under the ground. And then they put the grass back on top so nobody knows that it's there. And what it actually makes then is a nice twisty tunnel that only you know the way about in. And within that are a couple of rooms that you can sit. We know that in these days, in the economy, there was a lot of slaves. So obviously you have to feed that demand in the economy. So there was a lot of slave raids. And I think the plan, as far as we think, would be to put the women and kids down into this tunnel under the ground so they're safe. And then you and I would go off and gather the other men, and we'd go off and hopefully defeat these raiders.
All very dramatic stuff. Whenever you're looking at findings like this, do you ever kind of cast your mind back and picture in your mind's eye what it might have been like in those times, and, you know, raiders coming across those fields there? In many ways, the landscape maybe hasn't changed so much since then. It's a very rural area, of course. Do you ever kind of just picture that and imagine what it would have been like for those people?
Very much so. That's what really you get into archaeology for. You love history and you love the past. You're trying to find out more about it. And you can imagine those houses up in the hill. Maybe you and I could see them going up in flames. So we start getting ourselves sorted. And what we also found is that here we found a little rectangular house. Just outside the back door was a trap door that you could have dropped down into this escape tunnel.
There's another house that you found not far from here that is a lot older, something you think is very, very significant.
Oh, very much so. And this little house now that we've found near Glaryford along the A26, this is probably the best little house from that period that we've found since the 1970s. And if people would imagine maybe a wee sort of beehive hut, the sort of thing that you might see the Bushmen in the Kalahari or some other part of Africa, the hunter-gatherers living in. And you would in, it's maybe the whole house would have been the size of your front room today, and in the middle of the house, a little fire going. And what we even found was a little stone stool about the height, just below the height of your knee. And that was still in the same place as the occupants had left it around about 6,000 BC. And what we think had happened is that it's right beside the river. And our theory at the minute is that the river flooded and the people had to get out of the house pretty fast, leaving some of their belongings there, probably gathering their best ones. And it never seems to have been reoccupied. So for us, it was a bit of a time capsule. This little house is 2,000 years before agriculture even gets discovered in Ireland. So these people are hunting wild pigs, and a lot of their food comes from fishing. So I think hence why they're beside the river here. They're also probably catching wild birds and then gathering nuts, like hazelnuts. A lot of people like hazelnuts today. That was quite a staple food back 8,000 years ago.
Fascinating stuff, Paul. Thanks very much indeed. Well, standing here in this windy hillside in County Antrim, I've rather felt that I've been transported back into the past listening to Paul there. It's perhaps easy to forget when you're driving around the countryside that this is an ancient land, but archaeologists and anyone with an interest in the past are very excited about the findings that we've been hearing about.
Chris Page in County Antrim.